This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He brought up Super Bowl when I asked him, what do you expect out of yourself? What should everybody kind of envision if Dalton Kincaid is doing his thing? And he's like, you know, moving good, feeling good, able to cut and bend and work with a reigning MVP. But he said again and again, it's all about the Super Bowl. Like, he didn't care about anything else other than winning a Super Bowl. And it's, you know, I think we can kind of take that for granted. But for a whole generation, you wouldn't hear anything like that being said from any Bills player or any Bills coach. It was so out of the realm of possibility that nobody's even thinking that. So for him to kind of nonchalantly just, you know, reference that, like, I think it is Super Bowl or bust.
Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. He has a piece up about Dalton Kincaid. Good morning. It is Jeremy and Joe. Happy to have you along with us here on a humid, warm Tuesday. It's going to be hot today. Mm-hmm. We've got a real summer here, you know. Bills rookies report to training camp today. That's exciting. TJ Sanders, we'll see, because of the second-round pick stuff. Maybe you've heard a little bit about that. You've heard us talk about that.
He was at minicamp, I believe. Rookie minicamp. So yeah. he had been in attendance before this.
Rookies have been second-round picks have been. They've just been unsigned.
Yeah.
I have a small let's get stupid about that, but
okay.
Maybe we'll save that. And again, reporting for when the rookie report date is not the same as missing the first practice. First practice is a week from tomorrow. If all 30 of the 32 second-round picks that are unsigned right now, if they all miss the start of training camp, would the league and the teams feel like, well, all right, our guy's missing some reps, but everybody's players are missing reps outside of, you know, Cleveland and Houston, who picked at the top.
Well, no. Which one of those has a second guy?
Houston has a second guy later.
So Houston still does have a guy that would be missing.
That's right. That's
right. Not the first guy they picked.
803-0550. All right, so pressure. The pressure of the season. I had a thought yesterday, and I don't want this to be viewed as negative, but I think there are different types of sports fans. There are some sports fans that love it when your team is not thought of highly. Doubt us.
Yeah.
That's better. I don't want to be the favorite. You know, a couple of years ago when the Bills signed Vaughn and they're the favorites, people got nervous. Oh, I don't like when I'm supposed to win. I'd rather be a scrappy underdog and prove them wrong.
This is like the poll we put up on Friday when you weren't here of what would you prefer, being the best golfer in a group or the worst golfer in a group? And more people voted for being the worst golfer in the group.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want the expectations up, right? Or the pressure of, I've got to perform.
Okay.
Not it's a bonus if I perform.
I did see that poll you guys put up. I thought it was interesting. A lot of context in there. Follow-up questions.
Oh, but sorry. Yeah. And more people did say best. But still, it was pretty close. Anyways.
But it really comes down to, are you comfortable with acknowledging the pressure you're under? You know, our conversation there with Tyler, some people, they make a mistake. They want to burn the tape. You mentioned, like, Kincaid wanted to see that play. You know, the worst play you've ever had. Think about a Bills game. Have you ever watched 13 seconds back? Mm-hmm. Are you able to confront what was lost that day and go back and see it again?
Mm-hmm.
I've told you I watched that Houston playoff game a bunch of times. Because
yes,
to watch, that's a big lead on the road. They blow that lead. It's kind of amazing. Have you watched it again? No, I can't. All right, I get that. You know, different strokes for different folks. The thought I had yesterday about the pressure on this Bills team, not just this year, but moving forward. And if they win the Super Bowl, then, like, let's go. Go win a second one. Like, we'll move to that quickly. Allen and Jackson are so unique in their sport right now. And we've also said, like, McDavid is here. As Hall of Fame players that have to win, you got to win. Mm-hmm. When we had that conversation yesterday with a caller yesterday calling saying Mahomes is the guy and Allen's going to live in his shadow until he wins something. Like, you can't really dispute that on the QB wins conversation. And it got me mm-hmm. all the way to thinking about that conversation we had. I think it was Mark and Tonawana that called yesterday about that. It got me all the way to this, Joe, which is, I don't want to say this and be viewed as like, oh, you're just doomsday scenarioing things. Like, that's not it. What it is for me is accepting where they live. I always say they live in the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And a way that I thought to say it that I haven't thought about it before is, if they fail to deliver a Super Bowl in the Josh Allen era,
uh-huh,
that kind of becomes the identity of the franchise. If
they go Allen's career without winning?
Yeah.
Oh.
It becomes the identity. The way that four Super Bowl losses was the franchise's kind of identity to non-Bills fans, or even Bills fans, for a long time.
Yep.
And that might have faded by now. We kind of had this conversation, you know, the people that lived through it still remember it. But now if you were to say to an NFL fan, hey, what do you think of the Buffalo Bills? Their first thought's going to be about how good they are right now and how Josh Allen's amazing. The franchise identity is what they are right now.
Yeah.
And that is not true of every team. Some teams are thought of for, like, the Jets. What are the Jets? Historically hilarious franchise. They never do anything well at all. You got Dolphins fans who would like to say their franchise identity might be a perfect season. The Patriots, what is their identity? It's the dynasty that they had with Belichick and Brady. You know, what you're remembered for versus what you are in the moment. And there is so much that they have to finish this job. They have to get it over the line. And when I say that, I don't...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mean to put out like negative vibes because I really think that Brandon Bean will kind of feel all that. And while this offseason we did not see them land a big whale and there was not this big, huge signature move, what he did the last two off seasons was kind of build, eat your vegetables, do the roster building in the proper way so that Josh Allen's window 2.0, which I think we would all kind of say like this is window 2.0, there will be somewhere that move. If they're not getting there, that move will come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have to be desperate, but I think they have to be aware that once they get another season like they've had, let's say we get to the deadline and they are on track for the one seed. It looks good.
Yeah.
Granted, it won't be that deep into the season, about halfway. But I feel like we'll be saying, go get that guy. Do it. Trade a future first. Trade this. There will be times to push in further. He did it with Vaughn. Mm-hmm. He did it before in window one. And then they kind of had to transition back into window two. And now we're kind of at the doorstep of that where, hey, the roster is full. There's not a lot of holes.
Allen's cap hit really isn't that high amongst the other paid quarterbacks in the league.
Right. You have the built-in cheat code of who he is. You have that he agreed to take a little bit less than he probably could have.
Yep.
And you have it's all here in front of you again. So I just started thinking about the pressure on the franchise to exhaust all avenues. It can't just be what it was kind of last offseason and this offseason, which are successful plans. And again, like roster yeah. building and foundation building, it can't just be, well, you're always going to be good.
Right.
Which is kind of what it is right now. And I'm pretty confident that it won't always be like that. That the pressure of what they are, they know. McDermott knows. Bean knows. They're close. You know, his post-game or postseason talking about knocking on the door, we're close, we know we're close.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just wonder if some days he wakes up and thinks, like, I'll do whatever it takes. And some days he thinks, I got to be patient, you know?
Well, that's kind of the message he gave at the end of the season, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That we don't have to do anything brash. We don't have to be desperate. We just have to do what we've been doing and keep knocking on the door, and eventually it's going to open for us. That's pretty close to what that was said at the end of the season. And how does that feel as a mentality, though? How does that feel as a strategy of, we just got to keep doing what we're doing? Keep doing what we're doing, and eventually it's going to happen.
I agree, keep doing what they're doing. What I'm saying is, you can't...
Well, keep doing what they're doing would maybe not include... Not that they haven't done this, because they have done this too, would be the move you're talking about, which is they're looking good and, you know, in the middle of the year, maybe Pittsburgh season's off the rails and they want to, they're ready to trade TJ Watt.
Right.
And, oh, he's available, middle of the season, prorated contract, you don't have to take on the whole cap hit. You want to do it? Who wants to do it? First round pick. And if the Bills are in looking like they're in the driver's seat and like this could be the year, isn't everybody going to be and not like whether fans would want to do it? Would they want to do it?
Yes.
Would they want to go to? Well, we did this with Vaughn. We're looking good, but this could really be the year.
Yeah, I think
could be a finishing piece that we can acquire in the middle of the season.
If you look at their deadlines, I mean, they have made moves.
Yeah,
they really have. Going back to when they had a chance to end the drought, it was Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah,
that was. We have good start. We got to get this thing over the line. What if we make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to be great for us. At that point, that was kind of their Super Bowl, was ending that drought. They did it in year one, and in year one they went and made that move.
Yeah.
Not a huge move, but I just think he's got a buyer's mentality, and he's been good and responsible and just patient. The last two off seasons,
mm-hmm.
calculating to a degree, and I still think that whole like the whole big
there's a sunglasses meme in there still somewhere.
Like the whole big baller bean persona that was created. That was because he was a guy that went out and did a bunch of stuff. And these last two off seasons, there's been less of that.
It's been more calculated and
a little bit,
yeah,
a little bit. And
yeah, I
agree
with that.
I just feel like that will come out again at some point.
Well, but you're saying because of the pressure, because legacy is you never won.
Your legacy can't be I had Josh Allen and I didn't win.
Not only that, I don't know if they think in this way. I'd like to think they would. Like maybe they think about their own legacy and how they'll be remembered if they were to never win one with this quarterback. How Bean and McDermott would be remembered.
That's
how the franchise would be remembered. But there also is your fans for this because. If you never win one with this quarterback, who is arguably the best in the league, every year that he plays, might be the greatest athlete that's ever played the position. If you don't win with him, your fans are going to feel like they are truly never going to win. You're going to leave your fans. You'll probably be gone. They'll be gone at that point. They're going to leave everything here without winning one, with everyone just sitting here feeling like it's never going to happen. That's what the feeling would be.
803-0550.
And you got to avoiding that. The value in avoiding that.
I think it comes down to, do you want pressure? Do you like pressure? This is earned, right? Expectations are earned, and the Bills have earned these expectations. 803-0550. Anyway, 1-888-550-2550. Paul Hamilton at 8 o'clock on Bo Byram, an extension for Byram. He stays with the Sabres for 2 years. They can still trade him, but Byram gets an extension instead of going to arbitration. He has not been traded, which is one of the things we thought we might see this offseason that has not happened. So we'll get Paul's thoughts on that, what it means for their lineup, and if it is sticky, if he is going to stick around for a year or two. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.